I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. Joining me in studio today is...
Mark Werner, Vice President of Network Management at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina.
Well, thank you very much for coming in today. And I think without question, this is the largest issue in Western North Carolina right now. So we'll first start. October 5th is the date. It's not a deadline necessarily. I've been told it's a termination date. There is a difference between that and a deadline. Can you explain that first, what the difference is?
Sure. And thank you for having me. This is equally important to Blue Cross and all North Carolinians. The October 5th date is the termination date that Mission will go out of network. On July the 5th, Mission terminated the Blue Cross contract, made a decision that they can no longer sustain that contract, and there is a 90-day termination period, of which October 5th is the date. We have communicated clearly to Mission executives that there is no turning that back to the deadline comment that you made because of the administrative pieces that we have to do to change their network status. So October 5th, they will be a non-network provider.
What does that mean on October 6th for people who have Blue Cross insurance?
For members of Blue Cross who have insurance on October 6th, meaning they will be out of network, three things can happen. They can switch to an in-network provider, and they will have less out-of-pocket liability. Number two, they can continue to seek Mission at out-of-network rates, meaning they would pay more for their care. And the third, which is important, we want to make sure all patients know in an emergency situation, they should go to any hospital, the closest hospital, and if that is Mission, it will be covered at the full in-network rate.
Okay, now sort of get to some of the nitty-grittier things about this. We are a week off, just about. Why aren't both sides talking? We've heard a lot about this. There's been a huge PR battle over this. Why aren't both sides talking?
We are in discussions with Mission currently about any operational issues, any administrative issues, anything that we need to do post-October 5th. We are not negotiating with Mission. It is our policy, our stated policy, that we do not negotiate under a termination. And the main reason for that is we turn all of our effort to patients, to consumers. This is all about making sure our customers are protected as much as possible. So once the termination is issued by either side, we end the negotiations and we turn our effort to our patients and our members.
So going off that, there is no chance the two of you, both sides can reach any agreement by October 5th?
We have told Mission very clearly, if they rescind, take back the termination notice, we will resume the negotiations immediately. Mission terminated us, and they can easily resolve this issue by simply rescinding their termination.
The reasons that they stated in July that they were terminating the service contract were that the reimbursements they received from you guys were not acceptable to them. It was affecting their ability to keep healthcare costs down, and they discuss quite a bit how this is a rural area. Rural hospital systems face challenges. Other systems do not, mostly on cost and mostly because there are a lot of people who don't have insurance or they're using Medicare or Medicaid, which does not give them reimbursements for those are low for the hospital systems. That was their point, was that Blue Cross is not helping them keep the healthcare costs down because of the reimbursements they receive from Blue Cross. Your response to that?
We are taking a very aggressive approach to control costs for our consumers. As we all know, when watching the federal debate unfold over the past 5 years with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, health insurance is too expensive. Patients can't afford it. Employers can't afford it. Many employers are dropping coverage because they simply can't afford it. We are looking to partner with hospitals across the state to help control cost and slow down the cost curve. This has been something that has been embraced by many hospitals, approximately 40 across the state. About a third of all hospitals have partnered with us to slow that cost curve. And we look forward to, once we resume the negotiations with Mission, to partner with them as well to control the cost curve.
They are the only system you deal with in North Carolina. You're the largest insurer in North Carolina. They're the only system. They're the only healthcare provider that would not be within your system. Is that correct?
That's a great point. Mission terminated this contract, and they, based off their decision, they will be the only provider out of network in North Carolina.
For those who have Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance in this area, Mission obviously in Asheville that's the largest hospital. So where can they go without Mission accepting their insurance again for non-emergency medical care?
Sure. Two things. They can go to any in-network provider hospital across the region. We have hundreds of physicians who do contract with us, many other hospitals who contract with us within the region that members can access care. There are certain some what we call continuity of care services, where if patients have specific clinical conditions that warrant them to continue to receive care at Mission, we will make those appropriate administrative process changes for them. And we encourage all members to contact our customer service number on the back of their card to qualify for one of those conditions.
And to clarify, does this cover all Blue Cross Blue Shield, or is this just Blue Cross Blue Shield North Carolina recipients? We have a lot of retirees who moved here maybe from out of state. They may have Blue Cross from another state. Are they affected by this as well?
Unfortunately, it does cover all Blue Cross policies, all plans, including our Medicare Advantage called Blue Medicare. So the seniors in North Carolina who have Medicare Advantage will also be out of network.
For anyone who's looking at healthcare, and I think anyone who obviously either goes to a Mission hospital or has a Mission doctor or has Blue Cross insurance, this is quite anxiety-inducing. And we're, again, a week away from the final decision, I guess, on this being made. What can you say to people that will look at this and say, why can't these both sides just get along and get this done?
We know that this is a very anxious time for members, and that's why we are focusing on the consumer, on our customer, on helping them throughout this situation. But I think what can be done, Mission terminated its contract back in July, and with one phone call, one letter to us, this can be resolved and we can get back to the table if Mission rescinds its notice of termination.
Why is, I guess, the notice of termination so important in this for people who may not understand? Why is that really what's the sticking point right now between both sides?
One thing that we want to give to our employers and our consumers and our patients is stability. Knowing providers are in network, knowing they can go to a provider and be protected from skyrocketing costs. We can't give that certainty right now to someone. We don't know if Mission is going to change its mind. That's why when one side issues a notice of termination, we focus on protecting our consumers.
Explain why you feel costs would go up if Mission stayed out of network or if you sort of agreed to their terms about reimbursements.
Mission already is one of the higher paid providers in North Carolina. We understand a lot of the issues that have contributed to that, and we're looking to help slow that growth down. If we were to accept the terms Mission put on the table, it would only contribute and add to the skyrocketing healthcare costs. If Mission chooses to stay out in the alternative, patients will have greater out-of-pocket liability. So their cost share, the portion that we pay, will go down, and the portion that the member would pay because they went to an out-of-network provider will go up. So unfortunately, either way, Mission's decision is going to add unnecessary costs to consumers.
And one thing to go off a little bit on what something you said earlier, we've had three different bills now looking at changing in Congress the healthcare system. How much is that playing into this? You guys know this, you're the only provider in this area and for most of the state on the healthcare exchange that offers coverage through the Affordable Care Act. How much does this play into this about stability? Because you mentioned earlier we need stability. How much does this instability coming from Washington, D.C., affect what's going on right here between you and Mission?
I think what's going on with the Affordable Care Act has put a lot of pressure on providers, on consumers, on payers. We've made the decision, as you pointed out, to be the only one to stay committed to North Carolinians and stay in the exchange in all 100 counties across the state. Unlike our competition, we didn't quit. And we know that has brought great value to North Carolinians to be able to have coverage. Without that, being uninsured really can't access quality health care and may delay services and delay treatment. Over the past 3 years that we've been in the exchange, at Mission alone, we have seen an additional $200 million of revenue that we have paid them for folks that were historically uninsured and now insured. So as a result of that and Mission receiving $200 million in new revenue, that is revenue that was historically uninsured or underinsured. So there is an inherent value that they received by us making the business decision to stay in the exchange.
Is the instability from Washington, D.C. about the future of the healthcare law, which is still the healthcare law of the land, the Affordable Care Act, is that really affecting Mission and Blue Cross Blue Shield in this sort of back and forth that they're having, that both of you are having right now?
The instability on what will happen with the ACA and repeal and replace always puts pressure on all of us. One thing for certain notwithstanding the instability, is that health insurance costs too much. So no matter what happens with the decision at a federal level, we know one thing for certain. That'll be about reducing overall costs for patients to make health insurance more affordable.
Mission has discussed this Forever Zero. Explain what that is and why Blue Cross is against it.
Sure. Forever Zero is a term that Mission has coined about this negotiation, and it is clearly not what we expect. What we have suggested, working with Mission on behalf of North Carolinians in Western North Carolina, is that we slow down the rate of growth. And not forever, but looking at how we can pay for outcomes, pay for value, and pay for appropriate care when needed. And we're saying for the next year, let's partner together to discover what that is, not forever.